Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room. Gregory Keene turns another page of the dossier on Demetrius.
As the hours ticked away, the long chase drew to its end. Demetrius, Yachty Blum, and Haiti were in hiding. With the Gestapo loot lost to them, their organization breaking up, their closest confederates destroyed by no one but themselves. The dossier on Demetrius itself had grown and grown until it had become a register of the criminals of post-war Europe. And they'd all had common roots. The Nazi malignants that flowered briefly and was stamped out, as Colonel Fentress called them once. Demetrius was more than just a criminal after £1 million worth of booty. He was a symbol of something. I don't know. We all felt it years ago. And his methods and underground channels had made him a case for MI5. Of course you know all this. I'm going over it now because for a few hours it seemed there was a lull before the final storm. Demetrius in his last hiding place sat like a tarantula spinning his web of revenge against me. I paced the floor at headquarters on the embankment, waiting. There was Haiti. There were the disintegrating Poles who'd worked in Soho for Yachty Blum. There were Inspector Frayne's men from the yard, searching the ships that lay around the bottom end of Cork Street. And there was Colonel Fentress, who came back from the yard to say...
You've been here all the time, Keane?
Yes, there's nothing new.
I didn't get anything much from the Poles they had at the yard. They seemed to know that Yachty Blum was on the run, but they couldn't or wouldn't say well.
Have to be pretty sure Yachty was out of circulation myself before I'd give him away, either.
Keen, I'm sorry to have to say this to you, but I've been doing some thinking.
Why are you sorry?
Will you agree it's a fair assumption that Demetrius knows Haiti Bergner tried to give him away twice?
Look, we went through that 2 hours ago.
And will you agree?
Yes.
So he'd have no compunction about sacrificing him?
He'd have no compunction about sacrificing anyone, his own mother.
And there can't be much doubt about it, he must be desperate.
I'd still like to know what you're sorry about, Colonel, unless it's the amount of your whiskey I've been putting away.
Well, it occurred to me that Demetrius might make you a proposition.
You look sober, sir.
Let me assure you, I am sober, and I'm not in the mood for clowning. It's quite on the cards that Demetrius will get word to you somehow.
Word to me? In the name of fortune, Colonel Fentress, saying what?
Offering to you Haiti Bergner's life against his own escape. Now, look here, old man, I'm serious. It struck me in a flash. Demetrius couldn't get out of this country unless someone in the police or MI5 gave him a hand. That's how tightly we've got the ports and the aerodrome sewn up. And then it struck me, on top of that, Demetrius could offer a bargain to just one man in the length and breadth of England. You.
But the idea's preposterous.
People like Demetrius know their own strength. He told you as much when you had him in your hands at Bookman Sanatorium. You gave him a demonstration. You let him walk out to save Hades' life once. I want to know, are you capable of doing it again?
Oh, let me out of this mess. Get me into a cell till it's over. I don't want that responsibility in my hands.
You really want to be kept out of the way?
No, of course not. But I don't want to have to decide...
Well, of course, I've taken steps to see that if the proposition is made to you, you couldn't do anything about it. But I must ask you one thing, Keane. Just suppose you do hear from Demetrius. Let me know at once.
What's that going to do?
It might be possible to make Demetrius understand that your hands are tied. They surely wouldn't butcher the girl unless there was something to gain by it.
For the love of heaven, let it be outside the bounds of possibility. He couldn't communicate. He couldn't possibly be hunted as he is and still communicate with us.
I'm sorry to have to screw you up another notch or two, Keane, but it had to be done. Why don't you see this Bergner girl in the proper perspective? It's not right for any one human being to have such a grip on another.
Don't you think I've told myself that 100 times? Don't you think I've accepted affection from another girl to try and blot Haiti out?
Margaret Ridgway?
Yes, Margaret Ridgway.
Well, you don't have to shout at me, Keane. The Bergner girl has to take her chances. She made her own bed, she has to lie on it. She and Demetrius, as far as we are concerned, are one person, not two.
It's Haiti herself who's two people.
But it was the same girl who used her appeal to get Godowska's address so Yachty Blum could knife him. was the same girl who didn't blink an eye when she led Peter Ridgway into the underground, to have him pushed under a train, Keene. Not to shoot him or break his neck or hang him according to law, but to have him pushed under a train. And she knew that. She knew what was to happen to Peter Ridgway. And yet so help us all, that's the woman you're hopelessly in love with.
I want her. I want her alive. If she has to serve 20 years, I'll still want her when she comes out.
I give up. Now go home, Keene. Go home and drink yourself silly.
All right. All right, Colonel.
I don't know. Looks as though the writing's on the wall. Demetrius, Yachty Bloom, Hedy Bergner, and Gregory Keene all going down together. And I thought I'd seen everything. Too bad. Keene was a good chap.
You can get back and watch the windows, Yachty.
Yeah.
You'll be interested to know, Hedy, the police are searching our ship at this moment. The good ship San Bernardino, the most innocent vessel in the stream.
I only hope we can go back and hide on board again when the search is over.
I can promise you the next 24 hours in this warehouse will be the last, if you play your part well with Gregory Keene.
I think you're wasting your time. He would not be such a fool as to be led into a trap that...
He would be led into this trap, Hedy, precisely because he is not a fool.
Even if he thought I was sincere, even if he thought I wanted to betray you, he would say to himself, Hedy was forced to give me that message.
Your first message, yes. Put yourself in Keene's position. You telephone him. There's urgency in your voice. You tell him that we three will be at a certain address at a certain time. You tell him that I know you tried to betray me, and we're keeping watch. The first sign of the police shot, he's going to kill you, so Keene must come, alone.
He'll ask, how is it possible for me to make the call?
And you'll reply that you can hear Yachty's footsteps and you have to hang up. Keene will congratulate himself on seeing through an obvious trap. He'll arrange to have the address you've given him surrounded. But then he gets your second message. This time you're frantic. You tell Keene he mustn't go near that address. It's a trap. Demetrius is waiting there to kill him. But you're being held prisoner here in this warehouse. Keene must come at once. There's not a second to lose if he wants to rescue you. Tell me, Hedy, what happens then?
You know what will happen. Keene will be sure of my good faith. He'll leave the police to capture you at the address of the first message and rush here to rescue me. Very likely alone.
And, of course, he'll find Yachty and me waiting to receive him. We'll make him welcome, won't we, Yachty?
Yeah, yeah.
Not perhaps quite as warmly as possible, but welcome nevertheless. We want you to be word perfect, Hedy, so I think we'll rehearse again. And I think you'd better understand, while these telephone calls are being made, Yachty will be standing very close to you. By a coincidence, he'll have one of those knives of his handy. It simply wouldn't do to make a mistake, would it? I'm sorry to have to threaten you, Hedy.
So that's how things stand, Margaret. I simply couldn't hang about my own flat. Called here on the off chance.
It's all right, darling. I understand. I wish I didn't.
You know, you should tell me to get out.
Because I know you only come close to me, so you can tell yourself I'm Hedy.
I have to get her out of my mind.
And I'm elected king. Well, I don't care. If it's true you can get one love out of your heart by forcing yourself to take another, well, here I am. I'm always here for you, King. Please don't ever forget it. Just remember to love me a little, that's all.
If you could turn it on and off like an electric oven. Margaret, it's still youth.
You haven't long to go, darling. Soon now it'll be resolved for you. Everything will be taken out of your hands. Perhaps you'll be able to accept the accomplished facts after they've happened.
But with Hedy, they mustn't be allowed to happen. She's not all bad. She's tried to recover some of the ground she's lost.
Keene, I can listen to anything from you but your efforts to whitewash Hedy Bergner.
You don't know her as well as I do.
How well do you know her? As well as you know me?
More than you, Margaret.
How?
Why should I conceal it from you? Hedy is with Demetrius and Yachty Bloom this minute. If they know she betrayed them, I can't let myself think what will happen to her.
Then don't think about her at all.
I'm conscious of nothing else. Either way, if she's with Demetrius when we corner him, there'll still be no hope for her.
Oh, stop it, Keen. Stop torturing yourself over the creature. She deserves what's coming to her over and over again. Wait here. I'll see who it is and send them away. Why, Colonel Fentress, hello.
Good evening, Miss Ridgway. Is Keen here?
Yes, come in. Go on through. He's in the lounge.
Thank you.
When you say you'll be at your flat, Keen, and you change your mind, I wish you'd make me a signal.
Oh, I'm sorry, Colonel. What is it?
Here. Have a look at this brooch. You recognize him?
Why, yes. I've seen him wearing it time and time again. It's Hades. Where did you get it?
We're pinning them down. That brooch was found in a cabin of one of the ships near Cork Street. Portuguese ownership, Panamanian registry. You weren't 20 yards from it the night you heard them take Eustace Menendez.
Name?
S.S. San Bernardino. And Keen, I think her master should be able to tell us where to find Demetrius.
While Demetrius and the others were hiding on the ship, both Manningley and Fleur Dupont had made telephone calls. The ships at Cork Street had no phone connection, and yet Hady had been able to communicate with them at will. So they had a hideout with a telephone in it, ashore, but near the San Bernardino. There were 31 hours to go.
Draws closer to the warehouse in the next suspenseful chapter of Dossier on Demetrius.